The Independence Day celebration in Washington began with a public reading of the Declaration of Independence, one of the country's founding documents.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Iraq War veterans joined civilians, as well as actors portraying American historical figures, to read aloud from the historic document that the Continental Congress, comprising delegates from the 13 colonies, approved the wording of the Declaration of Independence on this day in 1776. Later in the day, as temperatures soared to 34 degrees on the National Mall, musicians played for thousands of tourists. The celebrations even drew some British citizens who joked they held no hard feelings about American independence.
Take even old English, look at all the stars and stripes. We don't mind being defeated.
Washington regularly draws hundreds of thousands of tourists for the July 4th holiday, and National Park Service Ranger Harry Gedney says he looks forward to the event every year.
I've worked this the 4th of July 10 years in a row. For me, it's really a fun event. There's just a lot of people. And usually a lot of sun, a lot of heat, a lot of noise, a lot of food, a lot of dancing, just a lot of fun. Fireworks later, wonderful concerts.
Many visitors, like Boston resident Wedland Georges, escaped the heat under the National Mall's large shade trees.
So we're gonna go, you know, we're gonna rest a little bit, eat, and then go take a walk and see what's going on at the festival.
Most people say the best part of the day is the nighttime fireworks display that ends the festivities. But many, like Maryland native Amy Weller, say just being in the nation's capital for the Independence holiday makes it memorable.
Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July. It's like the place to be. It's relaxing.
Park Service officials said despite forecasts of isolated thunderstorms, most visitors would not be deterred by the weather. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Washington.